Yeah, well, that's what I always did. Up north, I was working for a guy with a lumber mill, and my job was to saw the logs to size, and then, you know, take the grappling hooks and roll them up onto the table, and I had like, I think 6 or 7 chainsaws, man. One of them was a brand new steel with a 20-inch bar that I got off a guy on a trade. Brand new, never started. And I even sold it, never started it, and sold it. And then the guy I sold it to, we put gas in and started it, and it ran. But my chainsaws, all my weed whackers, everything, when the season's over, I drain the gas out of them. I'd start them up, let them run till the carburetor come empty, and then that was it. I did that even when I lived at the trailer park here recently, too. Come winter, I pulled the gas out of the lawnmower, ran it till the carburetor emptied out, and then I drained the gas out of the weed whacker and the mantis tiller and the blower and everything, and run them till they quit, run them till the carburetor, you know, the fuel lines and everything ran out, and it was good, because then the next season, all they had to do is put gas in it, and they'd light right up.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta run it out. You gotta get it out of there, dude. It sits, it's just eating away. That's why I say if you run some non-alcohol through it, you know, after you run it, run it dry. Give it a little of the non-ethanol and do it again. Run it dry. You're good to go.